Reno resident Rajid Salim decided to photograph the events that occurred in Reno last weekend, both the peaceful protest against police brutality and the rioting that followed. He shares his accounts of those events, as well as previous experiences of racism he has endured. As a warning, this story contains offensive racial slurs, as well as accounts of rioting, and may not be suitable for all listeners.
My name is Rajid Salim. I'm Bengali, so Southern Asian. I was born in Reno, but my parents are from there. My first time encountering it, I didn't even realize it because I had never experienced it before, was my freshman year of high school in after PE, and one of the Waits kids, can't remember his name or face, just came up to me. So I pushed me around. He's like calling me sand nigger and, you know, calling me a raghead, a terrorist. And I didn't know what to say. I was just never experienced anything like that in my life before because I went to predominantly diverse schools and I just kind of brushed it off. And then, you know, after a while, as I got older, kind of looking back on it, I wish I did something. You know, it's easier being Southern Asian. You can be more of a chameleon. This is more about police and systemic racism. And I just want to make it clear that my experiences in no way reflect, you know, the Black experience, because I think mine can't compare to theirs. I mean, for me, everyone's always talking about, you know, how can you contribute? And I'm not Black, so I can never speak to the depth of what Black people go to in this country. But I felt as if I went and I took some photos with a little bit of context, those could speak for itself. And it could have been my way of contributing to what people are fighting for, to capture the people who are fighting systemic racism. So I went there myself with my camera in hand. You know, it started with the young female leaders at Black Lives Matter, and they're saying, this is not going to be violent. You know, this is something, we're here to fight something else. And the young leaders at Black Lives Matter just said, if you see someone with a dissenting opinion, create a dialogue, speak with them. So I go home after about 3:34, because I believe, you know, I captured a good amount of the people protesting. Start editing, post some pictures, unblurred faces, you know, and next thing you know, I see City Hall on fire. And then I, like, you know, check my tweet and people are saying, blur these faces. And, you know, I posted those pictures trying to show, you know, the people behind it doing the good things. And, you know, the situation changed drastically. I removed my photos. And then I thought about, like, what should I do now? You know, things are different. So I just packed my camera bag, you know, told my girlfriend I'm going, and then, you know, against her advice, but I went. And as I got there, first thing I saw was a girl with a broken leg, wearing a cast, limping, holding on to her friend, crying. I'm like, what happened? She's like, I got tear gassed. So I took her photo. She let me. As I got to the bridge, I kept walking towards it, and then I see a whole crowd running towards me and tear gas. So I kept taking pictures, you know, of the police and people screaming and yelling. So it was just interesting to see that none of those Black Lives Matter protesters, none of the man that I saw speaking policy were there because they were against it. But it was just, for me as someone from Reno, I wasn't exhilarated taking those pictures. I wasn't happy. I just was like sad, genuinely sad. And, you know, I'm having a hard time verbalizing it, but at the same time, being from someone who's Reno, it was hard to see, you know, that type of violence go down. It felt like a movie, hearing helicopters and people screaming and the motorcycles revving their engines and hearing tear gas. I'm like, I've never seen that in my life, you know? I'm only 21 years old. It was an image that did burn to my memory. And then I went home, then I, you know, got to editing and posting what I saw, and hopefully I gave a perspective from the peaceful side and gave a perspective of the side when things changed. And I did remove the photos and reposted them now later that night with the faces covered. I just want to make sure that people see what they see with those pictures. And hopefully that's my way of contributing to something that's important in this country, in this town more specifically.